The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Kristen.
And for this another installment of our summer short series, we're talking about freckles. And before you get up angrily and say this has nothing to do with summer, think about it. It obviously does.
Yeah.
When you are exposed to sunshine, my friends, you get freckles. And I had asked Kristen, we were talking about this topic, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know, I'm very pale, but I'm not very freckly. But in the summer, I do get a lot of freckles on my hands. What's up with that?
I am pale as well and not all that freckly, although on my left arm, I do have two freckles right about an inch and a half apart. And when I was a kid, this is totally off topic, but when I was a kid, I would look at these freckles and tell myself, if anyone ever, I think I told my mom this, if anyone ever claimed to be me, but she wasn't sure, look for the two freckles.
Thank God you told your mother that.
I know. She was like, okay.
Okay, child.
Good job, Kristen. So freckles are also in the news, though, and not just because of UV rays in the summertime.
Right. Okay, so back when we did our Women in Aviation podcast, we talked about Amelia Earhart and how there was this expedition going out to try to find remains or clues or artifacts, whatever. And the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery did find a combination of very interesting items that led them to believe that she, Ms. Earhart, had been stranded on this island for a little while.
And one of the things that they found was Dr. C.H. Berry's freckle ointment, which was marketed to women in the 1930s as a way to fade freckles. And it contains 12% ammoniated mercury and 0.7% zinc oxide. In other words, not really that safe for you. But hey, this is Dr. C.H. Berry in the 1930s. And one of the reasons they think that this freckle cream holds some kind of significance is because researcher Joe Cernilia says that, quote, it's well documented Amelia had freckles and disliked having them.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes over there.
So, yeah, you Google Amelia Earhart and freckles, and it's just page after page of the headline, does freckle cream point to disappeared so-and-so person? To be very specific. Basically, a lot of people are like, oh my God, freckle cream, Amelia Earhart, it makes sense.
Freckle cream, she was there. She must have been flying with it. She hated her freckles. That's where the plane went down.
Well, they were also like, I doubt Pacific Islanders were all about removing their freckles.
Now, it remains to be seen, of course, whether or not this really was Amelia Earhart's freckle cream.
Right.
But in the meantime, let's talk about what freckles actually are, because I don't know why people freak out about freckles so much. I think that they're adorable.
I do too.
But then again, it might be because you and I don't have a lot of Maybe. Them. So, you know, grass is always greener kind of thing.
That's true.
But the medical term for freckles are ephelids.
Really?
So, Ethylides.
Is that how you, I mean, okay.
Ethylides.
Ethylides?
Yeah.
I just read it. I never know how to pronounce things.
Now, why don't you tell us, Caroline, even though you can't pronounce Ethylides or do a Greek accent, neither can I, please tell us what they are.
Right. Basically, freckles are just extra pigment. It's when the pigment in your skin is not distributed evenly. And there's two types. Simple freckles are small, harmless, and found on areas of the body that are exposed to the sun, usually the face. They get darker in the summer and can come in a range of colors depending on what your own coloring is. And then you have sunburn freckles, which are also called... Kristen, you're the pronunciation person.
Lentigines.
There we go. They don't fade in winter. They appear usually on the back and shoulders. They tend to be larger than simple freckles and sometimes have irregular borders.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, speaking of the sun, to answer your question, Caroline, about why your hands get so gosh darn freckly mm-hmm. in the summer, it's because when the UV rays hit the sun, our epidermis thickens and melanocytes produce more of that coloring, melanin, hence producing more freckling.
Right. Well, I actually have, because I think I have both kinds of freckles. I have the kind that are lighter and smaller and kind of pop out when the sun hits them in the summer. But on my left shoulder, I actually have some sun damage from years ago, like 10 years ago, that I just got a bad sunburn only on my left side. Don't ask me. It involved a horse race. Anyway, I got a sunburn on my left shoulder, and so now I permanently have a whole bunch of freckles that are a little bit larger than your average little face freckles.
So it'd be you got some sunburn freckles
indeed,
then going
indeed
on.
Indeed, I did.
But what you don't have going on is exoderma pigmentosum, or freckle disease.
Oh, is that dangerous?
Well, it causes increased sensitivity to UV light,
okay,
so it sounds like it could be.
Yeah, that's true.
It could heighten your risk of skin cancer. Now, one thing that I wanted to investigate in terms of freckles is why redheads tend to have more freckles. And it turns out that it's all because of the mutation in the gene MC1R that gives them their naturally red hair. And this is from research coming out of the Max Planck Society in Germany. They found that because of this gene mutation, their genes carry a different kind of skin pigmentation. It's called pheomelanin instead of the dark melanin in their skin, hair, and eyes. And that not only makes them more sensitive to sunlight, but it also, in many cases, makes them more susceptible to developing freckles.
That's so funny. I had a ginger friend who would never tan. He was out. He had a job like out in the summer outside, and he never tanned. He would just get a really, really red nose, and just the freckles would just multiply.
And it's all because of the pheomelanin.
Yeah.
A little bit different. Now, speaking of, I thought this was a fun fact about freckles. Speaking of genetics, they found that twins that have a lot of freckles typically will have the same number of freckles in very similar patterning.
That's a long day of counting.
I know. It's pretty cool. If I had a twin, I bet she or he would have my two arm freckles, which would probably make it even harder for my mom to detect an imposter. Just saying. Good thing I'm not a twin.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And, you know, Kristen and I think freckles are cute, but not everybody does. And so there are a lot of ways out there to either fade freckles, hide them, prevent them. And one of those creams that lightens skin contains hydroquinone. But unfortunately, creams with more than 4% of this stuff may increase your cancer risk. So I'd choose freckles, frankly, but whatever.
Yeah, bleaching the skin is not something we typically advocate. Right. There's also cryosurgery, which is when a doctor will use liquid nitrogen to freeze freckles off. There are laser treatments, photofacials, chemical peels, intense pulsed light therapy if you really hate your freckles all that much. And of course, the old wives' tale about lemon juice, using lemon juice to lighten freckles. And there is some science behind this. The acid in lemon juice can act as a bleach for your skin. Obviously not as intense of a bleach as something like hydroquinone. And supposedly if you do apply lemon juice directly to your freckles for a couple of months, you might see some lightening, but that's only if you avoid any sun exposure on those areas.
Right.
Otherwise,
they're just going to come right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of sun exposure, if you want to prevent freckles or if you want to prevent yourself from getting more freckles than you have already, common sense, avoid the sun and wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be wearing sunscreen on my hands, I guess.
If you don't want them to be freckly.
Or ragged and old looking.
But one thing about freckles, though, is that they are usually not a sign of skin cancer. You really don't need to go see the doctor about your freckles unless all of a sudden they're changing shape and color dramatically. But usually it's more, the skin cancer is more associated with moles.
Right, exactly. And those are growths that appear in early childhood and the first 20 years of life. And just like freckles, there's no really, nothing to be concerned about if they don't change. If they do, you should definitely go see a dermatologist.
Yeah, and congenital nevi, which are moles that appear at birth, actually might be more likely to develop into melanoma than moles that develop after birth. And then there are dysplastic nevi, which are moles that are larger than normal, which would be larger than a pencil eraser, and irregular in shape. And usually, oh, Caroline's pointing her toe.
I have one on my foot.
Yeah?
It's the size of a pencil eraser.
Did it come from your mom? Because it's usually hereditary. And people with these might have a greater chance of developing malignant melanoma.
I should go to the doctor.
Have you gotten this checked out?
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had it forever. It's fine. It hasn't changed size or shape or color or anything like that. I mean, I have a few other spots that I should definitely get checked out probably.
Yeah, I don't want to see all your moles.
No, don't worry. Not today. But I just happen to have my foot unshooed.
Your foot handy. I'm barefoot, too.
Oh, yeah. It's just things, it's that kind of day.
Things that listeners, I'm sure, wanted to know. So, freckles, there you have it. The reason why we get them more in the summertime, because the UV rays hit our skin, produce more epidermis, which then kickstarts all of that pigmentation production, and the pigment just clusters up sometimes.
Please wear sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen, of course, if you don't want to get them in just for long-term skin health.
Yeah.
You want to wear sunscreen.
Hats, long sleeves, just stay inside.
Yeah, but the whole thing about, like, removing freckles, getting, like, cryosurgery and stuff, man, I really like the freckles. I say embrace your freckles.
Yeah.
I think they're,
especially if you have a lot of them. I mean, it makes you unique.
I think they're like mine.
Yeah.
Like my arm ones. I'll stop talking about my arm freckles now. So that's all we have to say about freckles. If you have some stories to share with us, I mean, people out there who do have a lot of freckles, I mean, please tell us why. If you don't like them, please let us know what, you know, share your experience with us. MomStuff@discovery.com is where you can send your letters.
This email is from Jennifer about the mommy war. She says, as a working mother currently serving on active duty in the Army, the mommy war is a moot point. I signed a contract so my little bundle of joy wasn't an excuse to not show up for work. A few decades ago, pregnancy in uniform was an automatic ticket to leave the Army. I'm glad it's not that way anymore. I can't wait for my daughter to be able to understand and appreciate the kick-butt women I work with. I will say that after 2 tours overseas, I found the first few weeks of being a mom hard. At least when someone is shooting at you, you can shoot back. A little screaming baby? Just try to do your best to figure out what they want. The difference between a toddler and a terrorist? I negotiate with toddlers. Thank you for your perspective, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer, and to everyone else who has written in to us. MomStuff@discovery.com is where you can send your letters. You can also send us a shout out on Facebook, like us, follow us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast. And if you want to learn more about sun safety and freckles, I highly recommend reading Freckles 101, which you can find at HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we
are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.